I would go even a little further than that and say that emancipatory elements of the 60s fed into neoliberalism. It isn't only the neoliberals absorbed the ideas of the 60s and started selling underwear under the name Revolution and things like that. But actually, neoliberalism has had really genuinely emancipatory aspects. One of the things I was really struck with when Steve Jobs died recently was how much of Silicon Valley and the electronics revolution and so forth was rooted in the new left and in the counterculture and the drug culture and so forth. And just the idea of individual emancipation was so central to the 60s. And there is a resonance between that and the market. Furthermore, neoliberalism has a very strong argument when it claims that markets are necessary for certain things, and that especially that capitalism can deliver a certain kind of economic efficiency. These are really actually old arguments that in many ways were worked through in the 1930s with Keynes. You don't need a socialist government, but what Keynes argued was that you need macroeconomic policies, you need government policies that markets by themselves won't work. So the whole question of neoliberalism is a complicated question. It's by no means just a simple disaster that absorbed new left ideas and sort of, you know, came to power falsely. But on the other hand, it certainly is not, as the neoliberals presented, as a simple positive thing that is just going to continue to produce growth. It's not. It's going to destroy the world if we don't have more regulation, more government, more democracy mixed in with markets.